I'm delighted to be joined by Joe Simpson. And Joe, been a little while, so really nice to see you, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Thank you very much. And looking forward, obviously, to what should be an incredible, incredible game at the weekend as you prepare to head off to the Stade Félix Maillot to take on the double European champions.
Yeah, it's an interesting proposal, but we've got nothing to lose and we're all very excited about the prospect of going over there.
I mean, it is such a galvanising place to go to, isn't it? The Stade Félix Maillot, the bear pit atmosphere, the crazy tattooed announcer, the history. It's going to be fantastic. Just talk me through how you're kind of feeling about the whole all-round package that lies ahead.
Well, I think for most of us going over there, it's going to be a first experience of the whole atmosphere, of the stadium, of that area in France. So it's something that we're all excited about. We're not really sure what's coming, but we've got enough experience and we've played enough at enough tough grounds with hostile crowds that we know it's going to be an interesting proposal. But we've got a lot of fans coming over. Derek's chartered two planes to get our fans over there, so he's lots of the fans have bought in and are over there supporting us, and I think we've probably owed them for the last few years, and we've got the new stadium, we're back into European rugby and that's where we want to be.
Yeah, you mentioned the fans obviously going over there. As you know, French rugby, kind of each town really wears its identity on a sleeve, doesn't it? So they'll be going absolutely mad for it. And what a wonderful opportunity and great place for the supporters to go and have a nice long weekend and hopefully end that weekend with a good result, but at least a good game.
Yeah, well, we're going there for the result. We don't care if it's a 6-3 win, to be honest. Our most important mission is to get that W. We're against the top team. We know it's not going to be easy. We know we've got our work cut out and we're going to be heavy underdogs. But that makes it all the more special, really. Wasps teams in the past have been underdogs and come through to win, and we want to create our own history. This is a whole new team, whole new setup, and we really need to we owe it to ourselves to put in a good performance.
Yeah, of course, double European champions yourselves in years gone by, and really setting that new stall out. You look at that momentum, obviously, Joe, with the move to Coventry, a lot of big wins, big crowds, and a big end to the season generally as well. Hopefully, it's all building, isn't it? But as Di Young was just telling me, all of that could easily slip away as well.
Yeah, we've put a lot of work in. The club has come forward on and off the pitch, and that's been particularly pleasing. But that counts for nothing if we don't finish the season well. We've had some purple patches throughout the season where we've been on fire. We've really been carving teams apart, and that is pleasing. But at the end of the season, if we leave our season empty-handed and not with what we want from a finishing place in the league and in the European Cup, then it's all going to be a wasted effort.
And preparation-wise, obviously you had a Friday game against Saints and it's all the way through to the next Sunday, so plenty of time here in Acton to kind of go through your steps and your strides and really get bang up for this. How's it all been going?
Yeah, good. We've got 3 days on the bounce here, working, swatting up, which is quite nice because that gives you a bit of extra team. An extra time to analyse Toulon, a team that we haven't played before, and we can only have a look at videos and work them out that way. So we've got extra time to go through the games, work on our own game, and concentrate on ourselves. I think that works in our favour.
And obviously, analysis-wise, you look at a squad like that, Joe, where they've got 2, 3, 4 world-class players in every single position. They can just chuck pretty much anybody they want in there, can't they? In your position at scrum half, you think they'd probably start with Toulouse-Bort, but then you look at the other options as well. It's daunting, but I suppose all you can do is work on your own game and just go out there.
Yeah, they can only have 15 players on the pitch at one time. But we talk about some of the strengths that they have, but if we... if you have a look at our team, we've got some fantastic players in our team, and there's a few of these players in our team that will be able to cause them problems on our day. So we need to make sure that we concentrate ourselves, don't get carried away with the occasion, and enjoy ourselves out there. We've got some fantastic ball players and some people that can really cause them trouble.
And you look at, obviously, their last two games, Joe, two defeats where they started very well against Bordeaux and then against Toulouse last weekend, took an early lead and then switched off and found themselves in all sorts of trouble and couldn't pull it back. So, as you say, with the likes of your good self, with Christian with his hat-trick at the weekend, you've got these kind of players, haven't you, to hurt them and knock them back.
Yeah, we do, but we're not going to take anything for granted. They're a top team. They're a top, top team, and they're champions at the end of the day. So champions always bounce back, and we've got to make sure that we're on our mettle. We don't take anything for granted. And when we come into Sunday, we hit the ground running. There's not going to be any easing into the match. They're going to be fired up. This is going to be far more important to them than the last three or four matches. So this is the one that matters, really, not the last two matches for them.
Just a couple to finish off then, Joe, heading in obviously the Northampton defeat where was shown a lot of positivity but a few frustrating signs as well. And Sarri's before that, you've played two of the best teams in the country, brought a lot to the table, so at least you're kind of quite battle hardened in that sense.
Yeah, I'd say that works in our favour. We've got Haas coming back as well, rested after a week off and a great Six Nations. That adds a lot to the team, not only on and off the pitch, on and off the pitch. His leadership really helps us. Matty Mullen's still our vice-captain and he will hopefully be playing and bringing his experience there. But we've got a couple of key players back and raring to go, and that will give a boost to the whole team.
Just finally, obviously, it's a World Cup year and I very much enjoy watching your form for Wasps over the course of this season where possible. Do you still kind of harbour those ambitions, keep playing well for your club, keep doing what you bring to the table best, the darting runs, the high tempo, the reading of the game, and do you just see where it leads or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't get too hung up about it. My ambition is to get back into an England shirt. That's where I want to be. That's the end goal, really. But it's not really up to me. I need to make sure that I play as well as I can, play the best rugby I can, and keep working on the strengths I've got, but and improving the areas that I need to work on. The coaches here are doing that for me. I'm working with the players as well. Piri's come in and been hugely helpful with a few things like that as well. And it's just keep slugging away, really. If I keep my good form up, then hopefully when it comes to World Cup selection, I'll put myself in the mix. I need to make sure I'm still enjoying it and playing the best rugby come the end of the season, and if my name's in the hat then and I get a shot, then I'd love to take that.
Brilliant stuff, Joe. Really good to catch up, and obviously best of luck as you go out to Southeast France.
Thank you very much. Cheers.